Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and this week I kind of want to, in one part, go back to a previous episode and kind of build on that, and also look back at the last couple of weeks. So 2 weeks ago, I talked about being consistent and how consistency is really the only way you're going to be able to reach your goals. And it's not, you know, the goal, of course, is becoming a controller. The consistency part is doing what you need to do every day, regardless of what the result is on any given day, and realize that it is all part of a growing and learning journey that culminates either at the academy with your evals or with finals at a CTI school. But it's that consistency day in and day out that's going to get you to that point you need to be at. And then last week I talked about, you know, I kind of made a bold comment. How can you ensure that you will pass the academy? And I told you, you can ensure that by being the one that people come to, by knowing the stuff better than anyone else. And that's really your job while you're at the academy. That's what the FAA is paying for. And the academy itself is not easy. And if you want to be the leader in your class, it's going to be even more difficult. But that starts long before Oklahoma City. And I keep saying this over and over in these podcasts because it's so true. Your journey starts when you decide to take the test, when you decide to apply. And then after you take the test, when the FAA comes back and says, you did well enough on a test, here's a date. Okay? You fill out paperwork for background checks, security clearances. Here is your date to go to Oklahoma City. And at that point, that far-off, fuzzy dream that you had of being a controller starts to become real. And it's at that point that you have to decide if that dream is really what you want. That's the first decision you have to make. Is being an air traffic controller, is trying to be an air traffic controller, really what I want to do? And I will tell you, it is not for everybody. It's not. Pardon me. And I've tried over the course of these podcasts to kind of give you an idea of what it's like. And you've heard me say that it's difficult. It's not a life that suits everybody. I had a very important event today in my life, and I was able, because of my schedule, I was able to attend this event, and yet I then had to go to work. And that's the way my life has been for the last 37 years. It's been wonderful, but it's also been difficult. Because even though I've done my best to attend every family function that I could, there have been times when I haven't been able to. Or times when I've been able to, but then I have to go to work. And so I'm not able to fully enjoy the day. And that's difficult. And I'm not even talking about what it's like at the academy. Not yet. This is after the academy. You know, so when this dream that's been just far off and fuzzy suddenly starts to become clearer and closer, and all of a sudden it's real. You have a date with the academy. And you have to decide at that point, is it really what you want to do? And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The reason you have to decide that is because the academy is going to throw everything it can at you. And believe me, it has a lot to throw. Do not go into Oklahoma City thinking that this is going to be like college, or this is even going to be like getting a master's. Because it's not. It's a job. It's a job application. It's a job interview. They are interviewing you for the job of air traffic controller. They are going to push you in ways that you never knew existed. And you have to know, 100% that it is worth it for you. And you are the only one that can answer that. I cannot answer that for you. Your family cannot answer that for you. Your friends cannot answer that for you. Your instructors, your classmates, your supervisors, they cannot answer that question for you. You are the only one that can answer the question of, are you willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to achieve this dream? And it's going to take a lot. John Maxwell says, the bigger the dream, the bigger the sacrifice. And that is so true. And I will tell you, this dream of being an air traffic controller is a huge dream. It's not some small little dream. It is a huge dream. And it's going to demand huge sacrifice. And that starts with just having to go to Oklahoma City. Most of you, 99% of you, are not from Oklahoma City. I was from Oklahoma City. And it was still a sacrifice to go to Oklahoma City. It's a sacrifice to be away from family and away from friends. To be on your own. Trying to accomplish this huge thing. that very, very, very few people accomplish. I mean, that's just the way it is. Very few people in this world become air traffic controllers. And you're going to have people in your life scoff at the fact that you want to try this. You're going to scoff at yourself when you start to run into rough times. And so that's why I said the first step is determining and asking yourself, is this my dream? Am I willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to reach this dream? Now, once you've done that, once you've answered that, you're going to have to answer it several times. Like I said, the academy is going to knock you around. It's going to push you to the limits mentally, emotionally, physically. It is going to push you to your limits. That's why I said you have to be 100% committed. 100% all in for these 4 months. That's what it takes. You have to be ready for those days when the academy is going to win. You are not going to win those days. It will happen. It happens to 100% of the students that go through the academy. 100%. There is not one student who has gone through the academy that did not have a bad day, that did not have several bad days. It happens. It is going to happen. That's why I said you have to be prepared from and start preparing from the moment the FAA gives you the invitation to come to Oklahoma City. You have to start preparing. And I've told you before just what that is. And it's not just about learning the phonetic alphabet. It's not just about learning the map before you get to Oklahoma City. It's about preparing yourself physically, preparing yourself emotionally to survive and to thrive at the academy. You have to do that. It is a mental battle that the FAA will put you through. And generally, there is a reason for every battle that the FAA has you get involved with in your time in Oklahoma City. They are preparing you as best they can. And as best they can in 4 months, they're preparing you for what life is going to be after you pass. Because believe me, there's so much more than just the academy. The academy is the first step. That's not the last step. And there is so much more that you're going to go through. I was fortunate. I consider myself blessed that I was not in a class where everyone who passed went to a center. Because I'll be honest, I don't think I would have made it through training at the center if I had gone straight from the academy. The pass rate at the centers was 40%. I do not believe that I would have been in one of the 40%. Now, I happen to believe, just my belief system, I happen to believe that everything happens for a reason. There was a reason I didn't get to the academy, or get to the academy at a time when I would have gone to the center. There was a reason that I was forced to move 11 hours from my family, 11 hours from my girlfriend. There was a reason for that. It wasn't what I expected, but I did it anyway. And 37 years later, I'd do it again. But I can guarantee you that if I went through the academy, even a few, well, I'm not sure I would have actually been in a better position 2 or 3 years later. But if I went through the academy knowing what I know now, oh my. Now, I can guarantee you that even if I went back through the academy, if somehow I was able to, you know, jump in a DeLorean and go back 37 years and yet keep everything that I know now, I would still have bad days at the academy. You have to be prepared for it. That is the biggest thing. You have to be prepared for the bad days. And you have to understand that your time at the academy is a process. There's a reason they call basics basics. It's the basics. And then they give you a final test that you have to pass in order to go to the next step, which is terminal. Tower, en route. And that's where the fun starts. But believe me, this is not college. This is a job. Okay? You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared for those days. When you're going to question your dream, and you're going to question your ability to reach that dream. Now, when I went through, at the ripe old age of 24, I didn't have a clue. I really didn't have a clue. I did understand when I bombed my first graded problem that if I wanted to succeed, I had to change what I was doing. And I did. And I passed. But I can tell you, I had no idea what being an air traffic controller was. I didn't have a clue. I had no idea when I made the 14, 15-hour drive from Oklahoma City to Brownsville. I had no idea what I was getting into. And I would be willing to bet that most of you, even those of you whose parents or siblings or, you know, some family member has been an air traffic controller, it's different. You think you know, but I can guarantee you don't. You don't know what it's going to be like. And part of what I've tried to explain in these podcasts is just a little bit of what it's going to be like. I can't fully give you an idea of what being an air traffic controller is like. But I'll say this. It's still the best job in the world. It's the scariest job in the world. It's a job that will push you and pull you and grow you and lift you up in ways you can't fathom. But it will also kick you and beat you down. Every single controller has great days, good days, okay days, and lousy days. Every single controller has those days. And those days are going to hit you at the academy. You're going to have great days. You're going to have good days. You're going to have so-so days. You're going to have days where it's hard to get up the next day. But believe me when I tell you, it is part of the process. And it does happen to every student, to every controller, 100%. It just does. It's part of the job. It really is part of the job. And sometimes, like I've said before in this podcast, sometimes it's from 1 hour to the next. It's from one session in the control room or the control tower. You take a break, you come back, and you have the total opposite session of what you had before. One is super great. One is just, you're like, oh, I should just walk down to the boss's office and resign. I'm horrible. They don't want me here. And like I said before, neither one of those is true. You're going to have those days at the academy. That's why I'm going through all this. You're going to have those days at the academy. You're going to have great sky-high days. You're going to have good days. You're going to have so-so days. And you're going to have days when you want to pull your hair out. You want to curl up in a fetal position. And you want to stay at home. You're going to have those days. And sometimes you're going to have those runs when you're in the lab. Great run, bomb. Great run, bomb. And everything in between. That's just what happens. So how do you combat that? How do you get past that? Well, first of all, you prepare ahead of time. Keep telling yourself that this is going to happen. Put notes up on your, you know, bathroom mirror. Post-it notes. Remind yourself that there are going to be days that are going to be sky high, and there are going to be days that are going to be in the depths of despair. They're going to happen. Prepare yourself ahead of time. And then number two, realize realize 100%. And it is so difficult when you're there and going through it, but realize that it is part of the process. It is part of the growth. And I can tell you 100%, I would bet every check that I ever received from the FAA, SAIC, RVA, and anyone else, I would bet every single one of those checks on the fact that you are not going to be the same person 3 months in, which means you're about to eval in the tower, and you've got about a month, you're in the radar and en route. 3 months in, you've been through basics, you've been through a good portion, most of the tower, and probably two-thirds of en route. You are not the same person you were when you first got to Oklahoma City. You have grown. You have been stretched in ways that you did not know were possible. Every single student goes through this growth process. And by the time you get to the last week, and I don't care if it's terminal radar, if it's tower, if it's en route, by the time you get to the last week of your time at the academy, you are an air traffic controller. You are working traffic. And you can tell yourself and you can tell me, Tom, it's not real. They're paper airplanes, whatever. No. I've seen the problems. I've been the R side. I've been the instructor. I've watched the tower simulator problems. That's traffic. It's as real as the FAA can possibly make it. You are working air traffic. You are an air traffic controller. Now, does that mean it's all going to be rosy days for that last week? No. Like I said, controllers have bad days. You're going to have bad days. And believe me, that last week in tower, oh my, you're working traffic. And en route, oh my, you're working traffic. In RTF, oh my, I've been there. You're working traffic. Every single one of those, you are an air traffic controller. Get that into your head. Get that into your head. Get that into your psyche. Understand that you are an air traffic controller at that point. Believe it. Believe me. And just go in and work every scenario the way you know how to do it. I know you're thinking, Tom, easy for you to say. Yes, it is easy for me to say. And it is easier for me to say it than it is for you to do it. I totally and completely understand that. I've been there. I've watched it. I have sat there. As an instructor, I've sat there as the A lead and lead, watching students working traffic. And it doesn't matter if you mess up. You're working traffic. So what you have to do is understand it is a process. And it is a process that takes 3 to 4 months. Just like a baby takes 9 months to grow before it's born. Nothing happens right away. Do not expect air traffic control to be different. It takes time. It takes consistency, like I talked about 2 weeks ago. It takes striving for excellence, which is part of what I was talking about last week. It takes a commitment. It takes a commitment not just to keep going. It takes a commitment to excellence and doing whatever it takes to become excellent. Do that and understand the process and understand that it's those consistent days of practice, of targeted, intentional practice, and not just practice, because remember, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. And what you want to make permanent is the right way to do things. So you have to practice intentionally. Put each other under stress. Keep pushing each other. This is why it's so important to practice with other people. And I don't care at what point you are. Non-radar, radar, tower, it doesn't matter. You have to keep pushing each other. And you have to keep demanding excellence from each other. Doing that, like I talked about last week, if you demand excellence from your classmates, it will make you better. It won't just make them better. It will make you better. Make a commitment to each other in your class that you will not accept mediocre. You will not accept anything but excellence from each other. Commit to doing that for others. Commit to accepting that from them. And that's not easy. Neither of those is easy. But it's what you have to do. Do that. And make that commitment to consistent, intentional practice. Make the commitment to demanding excellence from each other. Do that, and your chances of passing will skyrocket. Your classmates' chances of passing will skyrocket. And you and them will have incredible stories to tell about your time at the academy and how, as a class, you beat the FAA and you accomplished what the FAA really thinks cannot be accomplished. And that's 100% class.
The FAA truly does not believe that you can do it.
Prove them wrong. But understand that proving them wrong is the hardest thing you will ever try and do. And it's also the most worthwhile thing, one of the most worthwhile things that you will ever do in your life. It is so worth it. When I went through the academy, the pass rate for the Southwest region was 10 to 15% less than the national average, which was 40%. They told us this. They said the main reason was because you live so close to your family. You go home, they come see you, one or the other, and it takes away from your practice time. We had two classes from the Southwest region, 18 in each class, 36 total. I want to say we actually, I think we got a little bit over 50% through in our class. And that was a major accomplishment. Now, you're not looking at a major accomplishment if you get 50% through. Okay? But understand that it is a process. The process starts long before you get to Oklahoma City. And then once you do get to Oklahoma City, the FAA has a process that they are going to take you through. Understand the process. Understand that there are going to be good days. There are going to be bad days. There are going to be in-between days. There are going to be horrible days. But understand that going in. And it all starts with what are you willing to sacrifice? And how much are you willing to sacrifice to reach your goal? Well, I know I've been all over the place a little bit, but my heart goes out to all of you that are going through the academy, that are quote unquote looking forward to going to the academy. I hope I haven't changed your mind. But that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. So, like I said, I know I've been all over the place, or a little bit all over the place tonight. But it'll be a little bit better next week. But if you have questions, if you have any questions, it doesn't matter what the question is. It really doesn't matter what the question is about. I know a lot about a lot of things. Ask me a question. We can talk about the new World Cup draw for next year. We can talk about college football. Oh, I love all sorts of things. But the main thing I love, the main thing that drives me, is wanting to help each and every one of you attain your goal. So ask me questions. Send me a text. 817-233-8199. That's my phone number. Send me a text. If you want to email me, you can email me at Tom Haines. That's TomHaines. Yes, that's how I spell my last name. Haines. At SideBySideATC.com. If you want to take a look at the coaching programs, the video programs, you can go to sidebysideatc.com.
But please, whatever you do, don't try and go this alone. Don't try to do this journey on your own. Get someone to go through it with you. And if you need someone, I'm here. Okay?
That's why I'm here.
So, I hope you all have a great week. As Christmas is on the horizon, some of you will be spending Christmas in Oklahoma City. Some of you won't. And thank you to all the people all over the world. It still astounds me that I have listeners.
Over the last 30 days, I've had listeners on 6 continents.
That just floors me. It amazes me. And thank you
so much for listening. Thank you for letting me have this avenue
to talk to you. And like I said,
don't go it alone. Get someone with you. If you need someone, let me know.
That's why I'm here. And we'll get through it side by side.
Until next week, goodbye.